Time to talk about the power of play with Andrew Chilinski, coordinator for Bring Children to the Snow. We are talking about a movie that has been made that you can go and catch next week, and Andrew is going to explain all. Andrew, welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
So let's first of all start off with the movie. Let's start there. Now, you have been making a movie. Can you give us an idea about the concept? Because I think that this will explain very much the sort of power of play that you are talking about.
Yeah, for sure. So play is a concept that we all inherently know somehow what it is and what it results in. But getting to that point, how it all works, is a little bit of a mystery for many of us. If we ask people what is play, to everyone, it's very different. But it still results in the same thing, which is usually happiness. So we set out to understand what this thing is called play. And in order to do that, what we decided to do was to actually go to Lebanon and give refugee children from Syria, Palestine, and also displaced Lebanese children a chance to play. And to do that, we brought them to the snow for the first time. And the movie documents this process and also what is play and how it works and its impact it has on these children, but the general population as well.
So you're a coordinator for Bring Children to the Snow, but this is the International Ski and Snowboard Federation are behind this. Can you just explain that sort of link?
Yeah, for sure. So yes, I am the coordinator for Bring Children to the Snow. But for this project, we've actually teamed up with Pat Borgner, who's a professional snowboard World Cup athlete, but mainly the charity Right to Play, who's our third partner in this project. And Right to Play are an international charity, and they hold and run programs similar to what we did in countries around the world. They raise money, and then they deliver this money to these countries to give these kids a chance to play, but mainly to give them an escape from the hard lives that they live in, unfortunately.
How many kids did it help? How many kids did you manage to actually bring to the snow?
So this time around we did 50, and then we're hoping that down the line it continues to grow. This event that we did was the first one of its kind, and now the challenge comes to make that grow and keep it going.
And I was going to ask, what's the follow-up? I mean, I know that you want to expand this and help more children and keep this going, but do you actually get to see what the follow-up is for those children, like what the impact that the kids that did manage to get to the snow and experience that play, do you get to really sort of follow up with them and see what impact it's had with them?
Yeah, very much so. So we're in constant contact with Right to Play. They're a partner of FIS as well. And we reach out to them to understand how the children are going, what's happening in their lives, what opportunities they're getting. And the plan now is once this movie is released, and if we can continue to generate funds for the project and also for Right to Play, then we'll continue to go there to execute the programs. And our loose plan at the moment is to actually go back physically in 3 years' time and see where these kids are at and see what impact this type of activity is having.
You're promoting this movie that you're going to air in Geneva next week. Now, I don't want you to completely spoiler it for us.
Okay.
But I do want a little bit of insight. I mean, what kind of impact did you see that this had? Was there anything that surprised you about this project?
Yeah, very much. What you'll see, as many of you are aware and your listeners as well, Lebanon's gone through some really tough times, not only economically, but politically, and then unfortunately with the blast a couple of years ago. So the mood and the atmosphere in the country is, I would say, quite depressing. But somehow these people continue to give so much, although not having so much themselves. And with this project, the first thing we saw was just happiness. Anything that we did for these kids, before we even took them to the snow, they were just so grateful and so happy. And that obviously gave them the energy to think further. Okay, what can I do? How can I go ahead with this difficult situation that I live in? Once we brought them to the snow, they were over the moon. So I'll let the movie speak for itself. You'll see it physically. And after we came back and we finished the project, we already have done a short follow-up, and they keep asking. They say, when can we go back? When can we keep going? So we've clearly instilled an optimism in these kids, but also their families and the communities that they live in as well. So we've started. Now we just need to keep going.
Do you have any insight into why snow was a good kind of play, was good for this? I mean, why snow as opposed to going off and surfing or another sport? Was there a reason behind that?
Yeah, for sure. It's a good question. So for many of these kids, they've never seen snow before. And I'm sure you've had this experience. The first time you've seen snow, you just have this memory of wonder and awe of what it does. It's almost automatic for many people. So we chose to go down this avenue. What Right to Play do really well is they don't just do bring children to the snow programs, but they'd also do other sports. So indeed, they do take them to the ocean, or they do play other games and other sports with them as well. So we just took them to the snow because we knew what impact it would have. It would be something completely new and different for these kids. And the end result was exactly what we saw. They were very happy by their time there.
Let's talk about the practical details. If you want to see this movie, where and when can you see it?
Thursday, the 27th of April, that's next week, and doors open at 6:30 p.m. And it's at the Empire Cinema in Geneva, which is on Rue de Carouge, and admission is free of charge. It's open to all, so come on by and first come, first serve.
Fantastic. What time do you say it's on?
It starts at 6:30 p.m. The doors open.
Excellent. All right. We'll put all of the details and also a link to the trailer as well on our website, worldradio.ch, if you would like to find out all the details again. Andrew Chilinski, coordinator for Bring Children to the Snow. Thanks so much for telling us about the movie play that is on a week today. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks very much. Thanks, everybody.